Freedom Beans, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 degrees Fahrenheit to keep the sin flood of statism out of your head. Jeremy, can you feel it? Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it?
I think so. Is this thing on?
I'm not sure. Yeah. The Freedom Beans is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows for use by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. What?
Nothing.
Yeah, so hey everybody, it's Diana.
Yay! Diana's here.
Yay.
You said I'm the sick one, and you're just like, it's like,
I know.
I'm here. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm Eeyore, all right? Let's get it straight. You're supposed to be the happy one. This is why our show has always worked in the past, because we balanced each other out.
I'm happy. I'm okay. I'm just, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm just...
It's a blah day.
I'm just not super excited about life right now. I mean, I don't know.
Well, life's not always super exciting. I get that.
I don't know. Yeah. I might be addicted to drama. But then again, if I was, I would probably be on Facebook a lot more than I am.
Well, yeah, yes and no. You know, you're trying to avoid it.
Lately I have been. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm sort of over it. I really kind of am. Yeah. The ranting, the beefing, just ongoing. And I don't know. And I just don't have a whole lot to say right now. So, well, are we done?
Yeah. Yes.
Just kidding.
Good night, folks. Thanks for stopping by.
What little bit I did venture on today onto social media, there was just all the election day virtue signaling.
I caught a little bit of that. I too have been trying to largely avoid social media, although I continue to be a lurker, but that's just because, you know, with the amount of time I have during the day when I'm alone, just either hanging out with my dog or other people's dogs still, even though I'm supposed to be retired, you know, I have all that time, and it's like, it's almost like a nervous tick for me. It's almost as bad as the oral fixation problem I have with trying to give up analog cigarettes, which I'm still trying to do at this point.
You're still trying to do that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that I've been, I was telling you before we started that I'm, you know, I've been sick. I think I mentioned that when I was on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't had one since I started to really feel sick on Friday. So it's, you know, I've reached the 4-day point at this point now. So
you're on a roll a little bit.
That's usually how far I have to get in order for me to psychologically feel that I flushed the nicotine out of my system. I know sometimes it takes a little bit longer to actually get it fully out of your system,
but yeah. Whatever you need to tell yourself,
that's usually the first, that's usually the hurdle for me. And I can usually get at least a couple of weeks after that, you know, with no issues, before I even consider it again. I'm still vaping, but you know, I vape on such a low dosage that I'm not really that concerned about that.
I'm still vaping too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I talked about this on the show, but I had actually slipped back into smoking the analog cigarettes myself for a little while.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, I did for a little while. I'm not now.
Good.
I quit, again, but yeah, it was worrisome. And I feel already just what short time I did it, it made me feel like crap, and not smoking them now, I definitely feel a lot better. And I tried smoking one on Halloween night, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't try it. I actually did it. And yeah, once again, it just made me feel like crap. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do this. It just, blah, you know, so yep.
Well, good on you.
So
yeah.
I avoided that, I guess, getting completely hooked on it, which is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth for so long. I'm so horrible with this, and it's. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping I'm finally getting to the point where it's the, you know, I just don't want to do this anymore, because I do get that feeling more and more whenever I pick them back up again, you know, quicker than I used to. Normal. It used to be in the past where if I would stop for a little while, the first one I would have would always just feel amazing, no matter mm-hmm. where, when, and where it was, or what brand of cigarette it was. It would always just be like, oh, this is so great. Where have you been? And now it's like sometimes even that first cigarette kind of is, let's just like, oh, why are you doing this?
Right.
But I stupidly keep doing it anyway mm-hmm. because I've managed to find some satisfaction of it or some justification
there,
for it.
Yeah, there's something oddly satisfying about it, even though it does. I mean, it makes me feel that, well, the first one I smoke, if I haven't smoked in a while, it makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to hold on to that feeling. But I think I have this inner, like, self-destructive thing going on where it's like, no, but if I just keep trying, it'll get better, you know? It's kind of like,
you just got to break through. Once you get through, it's just all great after that.
Right. Yeah. It's just like remembering when the first few times that I got really drunk and just got super sick. And I'm like, I just got to build my tolerance. I'll be fine.
It is. It's. I believe me. I get it. I've been there, and it's.
Yeah.
I've had to do that more and more lately.
But the other thing that happened a week ago tonight, Halloween night, I got the sickest I have been. Speaking of getting really drunk, I've been in a really long time.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. A friend of mine had people over, and they made hard cider, but used Everclear. I will never touch that stuff again, ever. I didn't think I was drinking that much. Like, I really didn't. And all of a sudden,
what is that? Isn't that like 180 proof or something? Some crazy
He mixed it with just like apple cider, and you couldn't taste it. So it's just like, oh my gosh, this stuff is really good. And the next thing you know, I'm like, whoa. It was terrible. It was uncontrollable, like projectile kind of situation.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Thank you for that visual. makes my night complete already. And yeah. we're not even a segment in. Awesome. These days, I swear.
I know. Well, I mean, yeah. The first little while it was fun, and then it was just like, God, what have I done to myself? It was terrible, and I remember it, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably good that I do remember it. Yeah. Well, I definitely need to learn my lesson from that. I don't need to be doing that again.
Yes, I hope you've learned your lesson.
The whole next day was shot.
I can imagine. Well, at this point I'm susceptible to something like that happening to myself too, because I barely drink anymore either. So I'm sure if I was given an opportunity to drink one night and it, you know, was one of those things where you didn't really taste it, it'd be like, oh, okay. And I'd probably end up mm-hmm. on the floor too. Like I said, it's been quite some time since I've actually drank to any capacity. I think actually just like, you know, going to Michigan the past couple of years and going to Porkfest is the most I've drank. And even then I was only drinking like some beer here, you know. I'd have like a couple of beers one night, and that'd be the extent of my partying.
Blackberry or moonshine?
Oh, that's right. No, that's that. Yeah, I do. That actually, yeah, I was gonna say I should take that back, because we had there was some kind of moonshine. Was it raspberry? Maybe,
I don't remember. Some.
Yeah, I think it was raspberry moonshine at Porkfest. And then the past couple of years, I've had the apple pie moonshine.
Oh, yeah,
which was
that's what this tasted like. But I having had that apple pie moonshine, that did not do to me what this stuff did. Did not do that to me.
Well, yeah, because again, Everclear is a very potent alcohol. The apple pie moonshine that was provided for us the past couple of years was not a very high alcohol content, but it was good enough to like just sit and buzz on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some good stuff.
So, Well,
but
like
because
I said,
it's so tasty, it's really easy to keep drinking. And
well, that's the problem with a lot of those things. You know, that's why as often as people make fun of them, like the, you know, like things like they call like the girly drinks, like all the mixed drinks and stuff like that. If you start drinking those, you don't really pay attention. You will get pretty drunk because you don't realize it because they taste good. That's kind of the point.
Right.
You know. That's
yeah, well, if,
like that.
If people are like buying them for you, sure.
Well, that's a whole different story. I wouldn't really know what that's like. You know, I don't have that advantage.
That privilege, that white female privilege.
Well, I guess maybe if I walked in a gay bar, I might have that opportunity, but. You know, I don't usually frequent. I don't frequent bars at all. I was never a fan. Even before I gave up drinking, I was never really a fan of bars. The only time I really when I was younger, before, you know, pre-21, when I was sneaking into bars, that was a lot of fun, of course, you know. So when you got to go into bars and stuff like that,
the whole forbidden fruit thing,
exactly. And then once I turned 21, I was just kind of like, eh. And then I went through a couple periods of my life, usually when I had a friend that was a bartender. And then I would hang out at their bar and get drinks for free. So then it was fun for me. Then that was the one time I would get drinks for free, you know, like the one girl that used to live with me years ago, the one who I ended up getting the snake from in the court case,
told them this.
Yeah. My snake Onyx. Back when we still were friends, she was a bartender for years and she worked in some, pretty crappy little dive bars, which she always needed the patronage. So as long as I would come in and bring at least one other person who was paying with me, I could usually hang out and drink the whole night for free. So, you know, then I would spend like two or three nights a week at the bar just hanging out with her for like 6 hours. But other than that, maybe one or two other times in my life, it was just like if people were going out, okay, sure, we'll go out. But otherwise, it was just like, it's overpriced drinks. It's always noisy as heck. You can't really, if you want to have conversations with people, you can't. And it's just like, you know, unless I was seeing a band, to me, it was just like, can we just go hang out at somebody's place and do this and do it a lot cheaper? And heck, we can stop at the bar and invite a bunch of these people back with us so we can have a different crowd. I don't care. But you know, perpetual homebody. That's just always been me, I guess.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's also a cheaper option. So
exactly.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
The central scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
My kitty on my lap is looking at me. That was really weak.
Me the other night sounded like the sick kitty. That was the pathetic. That was the pathetic kitty.
Pathetic kitty.
Meow.
Meow. You know what I wish? I love this kind of weather. I was saying today that I don't like when it's just kind of dreary and cold, you know, with no, you know, appreciable precipitation. And that's kind of how it's been the last, I don't know, maybe like 18 hours or so. We were supposed to get more snow than we did. And I'm always disappointed when it doesn't snow as much as the weather says it's going to. I get very angry. No, that's an exaggeration. I don't get very angry. It's just disappointing. I'm like a kid. I want it to snow a lot because there's some thing inside of me that thinks snow day. Even though for me, I don't get that. Like, I don't get
well,
snow
yeah, especially,
days.
Especially,
I work from home.
I was going to say, yeah, especially now.
Right, yeah, especially now. But yeah, I still have that kind of excited, like, kid thing with snow. But I mean, I just really like it. But when it's kind of just cold and cloudy and yucky and dark, I'm like, like, why? No, it needs to go ahead and snow. Like, I mean, I can't have this without that. But no, I like winter. I do like winter. I don't like the darkness of it, though. Not a big fan of it. And we were talking about how now that daylight savings time has ended, because I tend to wake up pretty early. Yeah. And before I was waking up and it's still dark, and now I'm waking up and it's light, at least, which I do like that. But I'm not a big fan of it getting dark early. Well, so it's kind of like the best of both worlds for me would be like winter and it's like summertime sun, which would not work out very well, I don't think.
Probably not. No. Well, at the very least, if we could get, you know, move the hours to a more reasonable one and get rid of daylight saving times altogether, maybe you could have somewhere closer to that at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, daylight savings time is stupid.
It is. I think I heard Daryl and Michael talking about that on last night's show to some extent, because Daryl's in Hawaii, one of the places that does not, you know, thankfully does not recognize daylight savings time. Mm-hmm. Although, unfortunately, it ends up screwing it up for other people, because if you're outside of that, if you have to deal with anybody outside of that zone, you still have to remember that other people are on that, which apparently happened to Daryl last night because he showed up an hour early for the show. Because it didn't click with him that everybody else is on some weird schedule compared to what they're used to. So
right.
But yeah, if they fix that whole thing and manage to simplify the time zone thing too, maybe you could get closer to that reality. But I understand what you're saying, because I'm I'm somebody I prefer the colder weather just in general too. Mm-hmm. But that's, I think, partially because where I grew up, you know, I grew up in the mountains of Pennsylvania, and I always preferred being out in the snow and stuff like that. And I always preferred that to doing anything else while I was sweating profusely while outside. So, yeah. So I always preferred the colder weather. And, although, I mean, to me, darkness, light doesn't really matter. I don't think that really bothers me that much. It may on some level, and I may not even realize it, but normally I don't care, as long as, you know, the darker it gets out, the less people are there usually out.
That's true.
Just like, all right, I don't care. I get to be out, especially if I get to go play in the snow with my vehicles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Less people on the road, more chance to do that. So that's right. Fine with me.
Well, I get sleepy.
Well, yeah, I guess that's, I can part understand of it. That.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's only 8:00. Come on. Like, I can't go to bed this early.
See, I guess, just because I've always been a night owl, I don't think that, you know, I don't get more tired. Like, I get more tired during the day.
Yeah.
I find myself, although I think obviously a lot of that had to do with me still smoking the analog cigarettes, because you know, talking about the difference you feel after being off of them, I can already feel that again, where even though I'm still vaping and getting some amount of nicotine, it's not that nicotine from the cigarettes that makes you just like, so like it, you know, and you know, the next day I end up just dragging from it. Where I feel like I feel almost
like a nicotine hangover.
Yeah. So I already feel that difference, which is good. But other than that, like, I get during the day, like, even with my my bulletproof coffee that I drink in the morning, as soon as I start coming down from that, I'll feel sleepy, like I want a nap. And then right before dinner, I'll feel sleepy, like I want a nap. But then come 8:00, I'm wide awake.
See, for me, though, it's like I have cycles with that, too. I think probably most people do. And, I'll be sleepy at 8, but if I stay up, I get a second one around 11.
Yeah, by 11, I'm on my third, usually, at least. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
With that, we'll head to the market.
Worms.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime, or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Meow.
Meow. ER kitty cats.
Yeah, we were talking about, during the break, we were talking about vaping again. And I was just saying that, yeah, I was saying that I've gone back to actually vaping. I had been vaping. And when I say vaping, I mean kind of the contraption that you have to fill with liquid or use drops or whatever. And I had quit doing that because that got annoying for me. And I started smoking e-cigs. I found a company that I was ordering them from. And yeah, and then I just kind of, I don't know, those things kind of would stop working. And whenever that would happen, I would buy a pack of cigarettes. That's kind of how I started smoking again. But now I'm back to vaping. And what I did, even though I had vaped and had experience doing that, I went to the local vape shop and acted like I'd never done it before. so they wouldn't talk me into like the big old like contraptions with all the different settings and all this other stuff, and you know, just kind of just give me something simple, dude.
Just like, give me the starter kit, man.
Just whatever, you know. And the one I have now, and I had never seen one like this before, has an integrated tank, which I kind of like that. So you don't have to remove the tank. You do have to take the top off to fill it with the e-liquid, but you don't have to worry about the tank or cleaning the tank or any of that crap. And that was one of the things that I didn't like before.
Wait, you're supposed to clean the tank?
I'm just kidding.
I've ever since I started vaping, I've had one of like the original stick-like looking ones that, you know, you have the separate tank and battery, but that, you know, all you have to do is untwist the bottom of the tank, and because it's got the coil on the bottom of it, so you just turn it upside down, untwist it. So it's not like terribly inconvenient, but it's like, it's basically one of those starter kit things that they sell for like 30, 40 bucks.
Right.
And I've just always stayed with that because I don't, you know, we have mutual friends as well as other friends that use these giant rig things that are, you know, they sit
and
work on
that they build themselves and all this other stuff.
And they spend hours working on it. I'm just like, I can't. I just want to be able to smoke it. Like, I need my nicotine fix. I don't really care that much.
But then they have these huge vape clouds and stuff.
Yeah,
they're really impressive.
It's fun to watch. But I really have no interest in it for myself. But it's funny what you said about e-cigarettes, because that was the same problem I always had, because that's what I started with when I first tried to get off cigarettes a couple of years back was the e-cigs. And I found a couple of different companies that I ended up liking, but after a while, it always seemed like, you know, within like a couple of months of using it, after being somewhat satisfied, the little cartridge thing started to seem like they last less and less time.
Yeah.
And it almost seemed like they just became less and less potent for me, like no matter what I did, even if I tried cranking it up to like the next, you know, the higher levels or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would short circuit and not work like temporarily. And the same thing would happen to me, where I would just get so frustrated that I would end up with that pack of cigarettes. And then I would be bouncing back and forth between I did that for a couple of years where I bounced back and forth, you know. I would smoke like, you know, anywhere between 5 and like 15 analog cigarettes a day and then just complement it with, you know, an equal or more amount of electric cigarette cartridges mm-hmm. on top of that. And then I finally gave up on that and went to the straight vaping. And that's actually more satisfying, although, again, I've been weak and I just keep breaking down every once in a while.
It's really hard. Smoking's fun. It's fun.
Sadly, it still
looks
is
really
for me.
Cool. I mean, there's no denying that.
You know, I think at my age, I think I've finally gotten past the cool factor, but the fun thing about it and not wanting and knowing that I really need to want to give up, and I just most of the time just don't really want to. You know, I've been smoking since I was on and off since I was 13, you know, so that's more than, you know, it's two thirds of my life at this point. Mm-hmm. It's 27 years, you know, it's insane, that I've been battling back and forth with this. So, you know, it's definitely trying to get over it, but you know, I'll get there eventually. I keep saying that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, you will. If you want it, eventually you will. But there's a part of you that doesn't want to.
Well, exactly. And the only reason I'm trying to force myself now is because monetarily, I really can't afford it.
Right. Yeah. You know. Yeah. But you have that like the little devil on your shoulder and it's like, smoke it. Smoke it. You know, you want it. Mm. Smoke it.
Yeah. Yeah. When something goes wrong or I have a really bad day and I'm out driving, it's just like, oh, you know, whatever. You could totally just stop in 7-Eleven and just buy one pack. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm.
Just one pack.
Just, you know. Or you happen to run
and the little angel is, no, Jeremy.
Oh, he doesn't even show up at that point.
You're ruining your health.
He doesn't even. No. When that happens, yeah, that little guy, he's out to lunch or something. I don't hear from him. Nothing. It's not even a second. It's just like, okay, we're going. All right. Or I run into somebody, like, you know, that I haven't seen or whatever, and they're smoking, or like, I'm talking to somebody, they're smoking. Just like, yeah, you know, can I get one of those?
Yeah, I know. It's so tempting. It's terrible. And, that's what happened to me last week. I was just like, ugh, I'm just sick of this vape. Can I have a cigarette?
Yeah. Well, it's always worse, you know, especially for me, you know, if that's, you know, going back to the conversation earlier about drinking, that's the same problem I have with that. If, the other reason I try to stay away from it, cause I'm just, I know once I start having a drink or two, it's inevitable that I will find a way to have a cigarette.
Yeah. The two kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Sure.
They always have for me. And especially if I'm home, even if I'm home drinking, like, you know, which is very rare, but like, if, you know, mm-hmm. you know, if I drink enough, there'll be a point that I'll be like, okay, if I stop drinking now, I can still drive to the store and get a pack of cigarettes and come back and continue drinking. Or if I manage to pass that point, I'll try to like find some way to convince somebody to either come to me with a pack of cigarettes. Or somebody who's there already, just to be like, hey, convince them that they need to go to the store for something, and then while you're there, you wouldn't mind picking something up for me, would you? That type of thing. So, right. Yeah, it's inevitable. I'm horrible with that.
Yeah, the Machiavelli.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's me.
And you.
It's funny, speaking of
figure out how to get what you want.
Speaking of Machiavelli, it was his book, right? Yeah, The Prince. My friend Melissa reminded me earlier today, they were giving it out for free on Kindle.
They give out a lot of classics like that on Kindle.
I know, it was one of those things. Yeah. They announced it for today. I had no idea. I haven't, I mean, mm-hmm. my Kindle's been, collecting books for the past couple of years at this point that I keep saying, oh, I need to get that, and I will get it and I will read it, and then it sits there. So I've been, you know, where people used to stack their books up, you know, that they haven't read on like piles in their bookshelves and stuff. I mean, I still have that too, because I still like to collect. There's certain books that aren't out on Kindle, because a lot of the stuff I like to read is more historical, so it's a lot, you know, a lot older, harder to find in Kindle versions.
Yeah.
Or just ones I insist on having in print, in case, you know, the inevitable happens and the system goes down and I can't access my Kindle anymore. And something happens and an EMP blast and wipes all that out, you know, like to still have my paper books. But yeah, I didn't realize that I forgot that they did that. So I went to go find that cause she she's like, oh, it's, you know, and I was like, you know, I read most of that at one point years ago, but you know, it'd be nice to have a copy of it around, even if it's a digital copy for now. So I went to go look for it and I found even better ones that were offering like that and five other books together for like $1 instead.
Wow.
It was The Prince. And then, I think Plato's Republic, which again, I've read at one point, but you know, old stuff like that. Good to, you know, nice to hold on to, especially for my kids that at some point I'd like them to be able to read this stuff. And then I found there's like 20 other books I ended up downloading because I was like, oh my God, there's all these free books. Okay. I don't have this one yet. I don't have this one yet. I'm never gonna have time to read any of these, but I'm going to collect them. Yeah. And one day I'll get around to it, hopefully before the EMP blast happens. But it was just funny. You brought the Machiavelli thing. Cause I was like, oh yeah, that happened today. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Serendipity.
Yes. But see, yeah, right there. It's as long as you have even like me, I have like a second or third generation Kindle. If you have one of these crappy little e-readers, you can get all this stuff for free out there still. And
right.
Until the
EMP happens.
Yes, exactly. Until the EMP happens. Or you know, if you build yourself a Faraday cage or something, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I've said that.
Not a bad idea, though. Actually, if you're a prepper. To have some sort of Faraday cage situation going on.
Yeah, we've joked
especially
about,
for Bitcoin.
Well, exactly. We've joked about that on my other podcast, The Seeds of Liberty, about, you know, with me finally trying to escape from New York and hopefully sooner rather than later end up on my farm somewhere. You know, my buddy Dave and I have talked about doing the same things on both of our property, you know, kind of half joking, but like building one of those like lead rooms. Mm-hmm. Where like nothing can get in except like whatever, you know, whatever internet signal you're allowed, you know, you're allowing in to have like Wi-Fi and stuff like that. Other, you know, hardwire, you know, nothing else can get in or out. So you're essentially building yourself a giant Faraday cage room. So, you know, keep all your stuff in there. And yeah, you know, may not be a bad idea.
Yeah, you know. Probably not.
Especially if
it's like my mama always said, it's better to have it, not need it, than to need it, not have it.
This is true. But I was going to say, especially if you listen to the commercials during the breaks around here, you know,
right, I know.
They're always threatening about the EMP blast that they scare me. They threaten all the time. You know, it's Iran and North Korea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was
or Russia, depending on who it is.
I get notifications from Quora. And one of the more recent ones I got was someone asking how long would it take for a missile to make it to the U.S. from North Korea. And if it's not shot down, they were talking about different cities, but it went anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Depending on the city. Yeah. Pretty fast.
And it could actually, I thought the whole joke was it couldn't actually reach mainland U.S. yet. Or I guess they can now.
Well, I mean, just if they can, if at some point their technology allows them to, then that's how long it would take.
Well,
yeah. So, yeah.
That's scary.
So with that, we're gonna head to another break. Yeah. Worms.
Nuked worms.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends. An invigorating alternative to those other shows.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Yeah.
There we go. That would be as good.
Was that a little more lively? Meow, meow.
Yeah. Well, it took you, three segments to get going. It's not bad. Can't wait for the second hour. You're going to be on fire by then.
Yeah. Caffeine's kicking in.
There you go. See?
We were talking about bacon. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that's going to work out nicely because, as I mentioned earlier, since I was sick, I'm drinking orange juice tonight and not coffee. So, come the second hour, I'm going to start winding down and you'll be revving up. So it'll be perfect.
Nice. Orange juice is so good.
Yeah, I forget how good. I haven't had it. My kids don't like it, so I don't really? Usually keep it in that. I mean, I think we've given it to them a couple of times, and it's hit or miss. But for the most part, they're not really that into it, so we don't usually keep it in the house.
Right.
But I, I went out and bought myself some since I was sick. I'm like, maybe it'll make me feel a little better. And it is good. But we were talking bacon, right? Did you disappear again? Oh, just as we said before, during the break. What if it, thank God this kept happening during the break. I guess Diana got droned again. She seemed to be having problems with that. Hopefully she'll be back shortly.
Fiend phone.
Like right now.
Yeah. Yep. There was another droning. So.
But it's okay, but you're back.
Yeah, came back pretty quickly, I think. But as I was saying, I think maybe some of our listeners might not approve of drinking orange juice just because I think we have a lot of people I think you and I both know a lot of people that are
very particular about, oh, you're gone again. This is going to be a fun night. I'm going to have to email Michael. Anyway, I don't even actually know where you were going with that. So I'll have to wait for you to come back and tell me. But we were going to talk about bacon before that, because that's what we were talking about during the bacon. Now I'm hungry because we were discussing our love of bacon and the fact that you got a really good deal
Fiend
on
phone.
Bacon.
Fiend phone.
Hello again.
Sorry about that. I don't know what's happening. This is, I seem to be having some power surges, and I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, these things happen.
Yeah. So.
I emailed Michael, see if he's awake, and see if maybe he wants to come hang out with me in case it keeps happening to you. But hopefully it passes.
Okay.
Good. We were good. We were good for most of the first hour. It was just during those two breaks.
During the breaks, I'm like, okay, thank goodness this is only happening during the break, but I guess I jinxed it.
Well, I was just going to say, we jinxed it by talking about it.
Right. Yeah.
Should probably let it go. If you got cut off, you were about to say something. I didn't even know where you were going with what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. I was just, I'm afraid to say it again because both times I tried to say it, I got droned. So apparently, somebody doesn't like what I'm saying.
Apparently it's sensitive information.
Like triggering or something. I don't know. But just keep drinking your orange juice. There's a lot of sugar, but just keep drinking it.
Oh, is that the problem? Is that what you were getting at?
I was just going to say, we have people that listen that have strong opinions about what other people consume.
Oh,
yeah.
I really don't care. I don't drink it that. I don't drink it that often. I like it. It tastes good.
It is. Yeah, I like.
She said it, and it happened again. this is going to be a fun night. Poor Diana. She'll be back again in a minute, I'm sure. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are opinions. I mean, I didn't realize we had fans, a lot of fans like that. They're not sensitive.
Fiend
if you
phone.
Are and you're being Fiend offended phone. By this, I'm sorry, but I don't. I eat what I like. I drink what I like. If you don't like that, I don't really care.
Somebody doesn't like me talking about it.
Apparently we're offending the orange juice gods. I don't know.
Or something.
Or the orange juice haters, maybe, I guess, because we're actually pro-orange juice, aren't we? That would be weird if the orange juice gods were mad at us. Unless they're trying to control the fact
freshly squeezed is better.
Yeah, it is. But
from organic oranges.
Yeah, that's work I'd rather not do. If I was, if I, like I said, if my kids were into it, I would probably do that because, I mean, heck, I make almond milk for them. I just made them almond milk today.
Oh, wow. Nice.
You know, and they won't drink the store-bought stuff. They only like, I make it unsweetened, just almonds and water. And, you know, so if they were into orange juice, I would totally buy orange juice on a regular basis and squeeze it myself. But they don't. So I only purchase it every once in a while, and it's just so not worth it for me. I could buy a bottle and I'm good.
I want to talk about milk in the next hour.
Okay. That works for me.
Yeah.
All right. More food when we return. Worms.
Worms. Meow. I love the Freedom Fiends. But in this modern busy world, I just don't have time to listen all the way through every episode.
There is a solution. Go to the World Wide Web and log on to digest.freedomfiends.com and subscribe to the Freedom Fiends Digest. Digest.freedomfiends.com has 20-minute best-ofs of each episode.
20-minute best-ofs? Digest.freedomfiends.com sounds great. How much does it cost?
That's the best part. It's free. And if you listen at 1.5 speed, they're only 13 minutes long. Plus, the episodes are only about 15 megs, which is great, because I have a limited data plan.
Wow. I'm at digest.freedomfiends.com right now. It's so simple to use. And anyone who doesn't have 13 minutes to listen to the Freedom Fiends is a big old statist.
I agree with you about people who can't find 13 minutes to listen to the Freedom Fiends Digest. That's digest.freedomfiends.com.
Meow.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Peace Plaza, on the artificial satellite Lead Pair 2017, in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCAT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments.
Ew.
Learn more at BIPCAT.org.
Ew. Governments. Ew.
Yuck.
Yuck.
So,
ugh.
Yes,
we are. It gets on me. Like,
Bad touch. So we are back for the second hour. I am Jeremy, joined as tonight by Diana.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
And we were talking. We talked a whole bunch of different things, smoking and vaping, and we ended off talking about almond milk. And when we went to the break, you said you wanted to talk milk when we came back.
I want to talk milk. Yes. First of all, okay. So you make almond milk.
Yes.
And have you ever considered, or have you ever tried cashew milk? And if so, have you considered making it?
I haven't even considered it. It never even came up on my radar. I don't think it was one of the options I thought of at the time. Mm.
You should totally try it. It's really good.
I'm sure I could, I'll give it a shot. My kids might be a hard sell. They're so weird about trying new things, and it's hard.
Give it to them and tell them it's almond milk.
Yeah, see, I don't want to ruin.
Don't lie to your kids, people.
That might ruin a trust issue. That might create a trust
issue. Yeah, I know.
Well, no, because it's funny you said that, because there was the one of the only times somebody tried to give them something other than the milk that I make for them.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and my brother-in-law were watching them a couple of years ago, and when my ex and I can't even remember where we're going at the time. I don't remember if it was the long trip we took that a couple of years back or not, but whatever it was, they were watching them at the time, and both of them kept trying to tell them that, that they wanted almond milk, and I didn't leave any behind, and because I wasn't making it wasn't something that I made for all the time at
pump,
that point.
So you didn't like to pump.
Yeah, I forgot to pump before I left, and bad daddy, and So not knowing what to do, they just, you know, my brother-in-law just went to the store and bought like every type of almond milk that he could, you know, he could get his hands on, and like everything they tried, they just, my kid just like flipped out and like basically like, we're throwing it at them and like, this is not what we want, you know.
Oh my goodness, wow.
Because, you know, they just like pure, you know, like I said, it's not sweetened at all. That's just what they've, you know, the first thing I made for them, and they liked it because they've never liked cow milk.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a big fan of that. I've tried a bunch of time, even when I started drinking the raw milk, when I was getting that from the, when I was making a little more money and I could afford to get the grass fed beef and then all the raw dairy from the place upstate that delivers down here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I kept trying and nope, nothing to do with it, but they like the almond milk. I mean, like I said, I'll try it. I don't know if I can get convince them to like it though.
Yeah. So I'm the direction that I'm going in is to talk about raw dairy milk. But I'm really interested to hear, how do you make your almond milk?
Oh, well, it's actually really simple. I basically just take a bunch of almonds, I usually take like 3 cups or so, and just soak it, usually overnight, just soak it, soak them in water. And then the next day, take, I think it's 1.5 cups of almonds at that point after they've been soaked. So they've grown a little, they've expanded. So it's actually less of them in those cup and a half. So I think, you know, usually 3 cups turns into 4.5 cups after they've expanded like that. Mm-hmm. And, I think the measurement is it's one cup for every 4 cups of, water. 1 cup of almonds.
Okay.
So the blender I have is, I can, you know, do like 6 cups at a time. Mm-hmm. So 1.5 cups, 6 cups of water, blend it up, and then just put it in one of those milk nut bags and just squeeze it all out. And, yeah, that's it.
Milk nut bag.
Yeah. That's what they were sold as when I bought them.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I think they're actually called nut bags a lot of the time, but I added the milk to make it sound a little more radio friendly, but that's actually a name for it.
Nut milk bag. Milk,
you know, it's like, it's, yeah, they're like, they work like cheesecloths, but they actually have them in little bags, you know, so you can dump them in.
It's for nuts.
For nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people, I guess people are making cashew milk and almond milk and all these different types of milks. but yeah, it's, you know, once I got the system down, it doesn't take me that long. It's depending on, you know, how many cups of almonds I'm making. Like the stuff I made today, I actually ended up making a lot and I froze a decent amount of it.
Okay.
Cause they're actually, the girls were only here for today and they're not going to be back again until Friday. So there wasn't any, you know, I only made enough for tonight and in case I needed any while they were gone for the next couple of days. And then, you know, actually, that'll still be good on Friday, maybe into Saturday. Mm-hmm. But then I just froze the rest. So I have like, I guess that was 6, 12, maybe like 24 cups worth of almond milk that all got frozen, something like that.
So, okay. So then you blend it up after you soaked it overnight and then you put it into the nut milk bag.
Bag, yeah.
And squeeze it out. And then what is it? Okay, so with that, like typically, what does that yield?
So the 6 cups of water and the cup and a half of that usually yields about, I think, 4.5, almost 5 cups. Well, no more than that, rather. I mean, I think it's 6.5 cups, I think is what it is, of liquid out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And,
I may try that. I don't have a blender. But do you have, I mean, do you have a big fancy blender or just?
I have one of those, the Blendtec, the really nice ones that have like the squarish sides to them. Mm-hmm. You know, it was given to me as a gift, which was nice because I wouldn't have been able to afford one of those.
Right. And that's about the same kind of thing as like a Vitamix.
Yeah, it's one of the top end ones. But the reason you soak it, the best reason to soak them overnight is if you don't have a very high end blender because it softens them up, so you don't need like something. You're not like really destroying your blender because if you're using just like hard almonds over and over over and over again on like a cheesy blender, you're gonna rip up the blades pretty quickly.
So you don't need a fancy blender if you soak them overnight.
Yeah, I've just gotten in the habit because I didn't have one when I started doing this, mm-hmm. and then my dad ended up buying me one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. I just got in the habit of doing it anyway. And, you know, why not take it a little bit easier on the motor of the thing? You know, so it lasts just that much longer. And, yeah. and plus, you get it, you know, you get the bigger yield that way. You know, I can make more, mm-hmm. you know, it's a slightly more diluted, I guess, at that point. But, you know, it tastes fine. My kids like the taste of it. I like the taste of it. So it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a fan of store-bought almond milk. It doesn't taste very good. I like store-bought cashew milk. That tastes really good to me. But
yeah, I've never
tried
that.
Almond milk to me is like, okay, it's good and it's like good in cereal and it's, you know, good for smoothies and stuff like that. But just to drink it straight, not a fan of the flavor of it. But also too, when you get it in the store, it has a bunch of other crap in it.
I don't get what they
typically call the original, which is the sweetened. I do get the unsweetened, but it still has other stuff in it, and I wonder if that's why it doesn't taste as good.
Most likely. I've tried a couple of those. I was never a big fan of them, and I like the stuff that I make. It works, you know. And I get the almonds from Amazon. They sell raw almonds there, mm-hmm. and get like a anywhere from like a for a while I was getting a 4-pound bags when the girls weren't coming here as much. I didn't need as much, but now I'm mm-hmm. back up to like getting, I think I got a 12-pound bag the last time.
Yeah,
because the company I buy it from, I think they're called Food to Live. They literally have like they have like a 1/2-pound bag all the way up to like a 24-pound bag or something like that.
Wow.
And they all come vacuum sealed, so they're like these flat packages. And but yeah, they're good. They let you know. I've been using them for a couple of years now, and I was told that the way you could test them out, because a lot of people claim they're using like these raw, you know, on not heat pasteurized at all almonds, and they're actually not. And if you do the soaking trick, if you actually leave it in there long enough, the ones that are claiming to be that but aren't will actually start to turn the water black.
Really?
And these ones I've left in there for days and the water has still come out just brown from the almonds, just like, you know, naturally soaking, you know. So I've never had an issue with these. So I highly recommend that company. Mm-hmm.
You said it's food. Well,
Food to Live. Yeah.
Food to Live. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's the name of the company.
Are they organically grown?
Yeah. Organic, raw, unshelled, you know.
Nice.
Or shelled, rather, yeah.
Unshelled, shelled. Let's see, shelled, yeah.
Yeah, shelled. They just have the little...
Shelled means they don't have a shell.
Yeah, yeah. The shell is what I meant.
They just have the skin, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. They have the brown skin on them. But yeah, mm-hmm. and yeah, that's like I said, it's pretty easy. You just got to get used to the whole cleanup process and everything. And then after that, I don't know. It's worked for a couple of years. My kids have been digging it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like almonds. I like raw. I mean, like, yeah, I like raw almonds. It reminds me of growing up, and my mom would just buy like a bag of, you know, unshelled nuts, and we would eat the, like, obviously remove the shell, like using like a nutcracker and remove the shell. But yeah, it reminds me of eating almonds like that when I was a kid, and I liked it, you know. But then you get used to the salted and the roasted and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I realized that I actually prefer the raw nuts.
So you like it raw. Good to know. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. I never liked almonds as a kid.
Yeah.
It wasn't until, and the only nuts I ever remember being around that I needed a nutcracker for was my one grandmother always had walnuts around in bowls. So yeah. those I like to be able to use the nutcracker on and actually
those
eat those.
Those are so good too. Yeah. Like the big old walnuts. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Look like brains. They do.
Yeah, when you crack them open, they kind of, they look kind of funky.
And they're good for your brain.
Are they? I was not aware of that.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
The feed's kind of low.
That happens.
So we'll be back after the break, and we're going to get around to talking about raw milk.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some more nuts. I don't like it raw. Worms.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth, Justice, American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth, Justice, American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth, Justice, American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth, Justice, American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America. Yeah, I'm kind of turning into a Star Wars nerd.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, not that I've always liked Star Wars, but I've gotten into, we were just talking about during the break, watching the animated series. I've watched all of Clone Wars, and then started watching Star Wars Rebels, and... I'm not sure I've ever been into a... Have I been droned?
No, I still hear you.
Oh, okay.
I was just letting you talk. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just checking. I don't know that I've ever gotten into an animated series quite so much. But it's really... I highly recommend it. In fact, I would say that I like the animated series better probably than any of the movies I've seen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, because
that's blasphemous in a lot of circles, actually.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think if people, I don't know. I mean, especially, I'm not sure about, the last three episodes, starting with A New Hope, but I don't know, the more recent. Not like The Force Awakens and Rogue One and all of those are good, but the ones that they
read the middle
before,
three that are,
the ones with like Anakin and all that. I mean, the story is still really good, but they just movies.
You can see how they've expanded it with all these other ones, like that's how we started this conversation, because I was saying I had just finally started watching. I think it was actually on
Clone Wars is on Netflix.
Yeah, but I listened to Brian Sovereign talk about it, I think, on Sovereign Tech, and he had kept mentioning it. And when I kept seeing it on Netflix, I was finally like, all right, I'll give this a shot. And like the first season, I ended up binge watching in like a day and a half. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm like, I have to watch more of this. This is so good.
Mm-hmm. And there's a certain order you need to watch them in.
Well, see, now I didn't realize, I just found this out today as I started watching season three before we did the show tonight. I watched like the first couple episodes of that there was, I guess there was a movie that came out at the same, the right before this series started.
Yeah, I guess, called Clone Wars.
Yeah. Now I haven't watched that one yet. I guess that was supposed to be watched before the series. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I skipped that. I'll have to go back and watch that. I didn't realize that existed.
But there's also they're also like the order that you watch them. I don't know if you're using Netflix or what you're using. It doesn't matter. But,
yeah, that's what it's. Yeah.
The order in which you watch them on there is not the correct order. So you have to go to I think it's the actual StarWars.com website, and it tells you the actual order that those episodes should be watched in, and they skip around. Some of them skip around a little bit.
That makes sense as to why all of a sudden some of these storylines are kind of like this doesn't
it's
make
weird.
Any sense.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why it does it that way. But yeah, it's not in the correct order chronologically.
Oh, well, luckily I've only gone through two of the six seasons, so I guess I could go back and start over again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. And then after finishing that series, and I watched, Phantom Menace again, and I remember thinking that that was the best of that installment.
Well, is that the one that what's his name is in? The greatest villain of the whole series that they killed off really quickly. What the heck was his name? The Sith Lord?
Count Dooku?
No. The guy with the horn. Yeah, Darth Maul.
That was in...
Was that Menace or was that... I can't remember which one that was. Because that was the only one I really liked. Because that was the one... He was like the coolest
Sith Lord. I think that was the second.
And they killed him off in the...
Let me see. I think that was the second.
I don't even remember. I only watched those three once each, and I never revisited them again.
Right. Yeah. And when I watched Phantom Menace again, I was just like, oh my goodness, it was kind of hard to get through. Maul was dead by then. No. Okay. So Phantom Menace. I'm sorry, guys. Phantom Menace is the first episode.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Revenge of the Sith. That's what I'm thinking about. Is it Revenge of the Sith?
See, I don't even... I can't even remember the names of all three of them. It's been so long since I've seen those.
So Phantom Menace is the first one, and that's where Darth Maul appears.
Yeah. And then disappears. So sad. He was awesome.
Yeah, Revenge of the Sith is the one I'm talking about. Sorry, guys. After Clone Wars, you watch Revenge of the Sith, and then Star Wars Rebels.
The other animated series.
Different kind of animation. So, yeah.
Well, I'll have to.
But here we go.
That.
We still haven't talked about raw milk.
Maybe we'll get to that when we come back from this trip to the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Yeah, some of our conversations during the break
may not be suitable for radio.
Well, I don't know. I mean, as long as we don't say any cuss words.
Yeah,
probably.
Well, no. Well, no, we've learned that the hard way. Almost every station that we've gotten kicked off of, that I know of, at least since I've been around, ever since I've been a fan, have all been for not actually cuss words. I think the closest was when Lou was mistaken for what he said a couple of month or so ago, what they thought he said, which he did not say. When he was referring to the police as something suckers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
It's usually always, just like people talking about certain implements or, certain hosts talking about certain body parts of a man, but not curse words. And then what did me and Jim? Jim and I for talking about what we found on the internet of the president's youngest daughter. And just explaining what we found, not actually giving any personal commentary or anything, or encouraging any type of behavior whatsoever. So all stuff like that.
Right.
Those are the things that we lose radio stations over. Not for saying curse words. That's not how it works around
here. I guess if we talk about BDSM, we might lose radio stations. Or just like talking about during the break. How we get into these conversations. I don't know. I kind of know how we got into this conversation, but I'm not going to explain how we ended up there. But I was talking about how I'd been in school for aesthetics technology, and we were talking about body hair. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Because of one of the ads, and had and at, you know, part of that, part of the schooling was learning how to use wax for hair removal. And I had a dude come in with some back hair, not really a huge amount, but you know what he had, he wanted to get rid of, and we were saying, you know, like how it just kind of kept. Seemed to keep sprouting patches of hair as I was removing it. When I think I was done, there was more.
It's like a trick, you know, birthday candle.
Like a trick birthday candle, right? And then I was just saying, like, how I didn't really enjoy waxing that much because I know it's painful. And of course, from there it went.
Well, yeah, I said that a certain line of work may not be for you then if you're not
right.
into dealing out pain, you know?
Well, yeah, but then it's like, yeah, I don't want to cause pain that somebody doesn't want or
just like,
that's
just
not
like, you know,
enjoyable.
If you feel like that, you probably shouldn't become a cop, you know,
right.
for the same reasons, you know? I mean, oops, did I say that?
Yeah, but yeah, the things that are said during break. And yet we still haven't started talking about raw milk. So I think I'm going to go ahead and, well, okay. Are we done talking about Star Wars? Yeah, we were talking about Star Wars and I was saying I've become a Star Wars nerd and I don't think I qualify because I got the freaking names of the episodes wrong. So don't quite qualify as a nerd yet, but I have done some research on some of the critters and things like that.
The critters,
on the animated series.
Well, you've definitely watched more than I have now, so
yeah,
I have to catch up.
Yeah, because some of them I really like, and there's deeper meanings to some of the animals as well. Corver, I think that's how you say it, or Corverie, I think is a plural for that, is the owl type bird. I'm not sure if you've seen that yet or not.
I think I just got introduced to some owl creatures in
the
end of season two, the beginning of season three.
Oh my gosh, they're super cute.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're, like the, you know, I'm sure that people can remember like the Ewoks and, you know, and things like that. But there's stories around the animals as well. So, yeah, it goes pretty deep. If you start Googling stuff, you'll come across lots of blogs and, you know, there's one, oh gosh, I can't even remember the name of it now, but there was one that I was reading that was like, yeah, it goes into a lot. And I'm sure, you know, it talks a lot about Ahsoka, and I'm not going to say anything more about Ahsoka because there's more to her story.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so raw milk. Gonna
all right,
take that
then.
Huge leap. It's not even a tangent. Just gonna leap right over to raw milk.
Ham-fisted segues.
Yeah.
My co-host from Seeds Liberty, Dave, would be proud.
Ham-fisted segue. I like that.
He is the master of those, my buddy Dave. He'll be talking about something. He'll just start reading. We'll be having a conversation. He'll start reading an article to himself as we're having a conversation. He'll just like blurt it out and be like, "Hey, did you guys know this?"
There are tangents that happen within your mind that other people are not aware of, and so there's connections sometimes. But this one, there was no connection.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
You were just
even in my mind.
Yeah. You were just determined to get this conversation going anyway.
Right.
You've mentioned it enough times. So go ahead with your raw milk talk.
Yeah. Okay, so here in Colorado, in order to legally purchase raw milk, you basically what you have to do is you buy a share of a dairy cow. You got to buy a part of a cow. Is it the same way in New York?
No.
Okay, so you could just buy raw milk.
I think it's actually illegal, and so it's. I think they make it illegal. I don't think you could purchase it in the city, but there are places outside the city that you can, they may get it in the city now. I'm not sure, but there's only certain places that can sell it, and you know, like my place is like. Probably over an hour away from my house, a little bit, you know, north of the city, which is considered like the lower part of upstate New York.
Right.
And, you know, they just come down to Long Island a couple of times a week and make deliveries to people's places.
Right.
But yeah, we don't have to do the cow sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, this is something that I may have talked about before. I may have talked about even with you on the show before. And it's been, okay, so I've been in Colorado now for 2 years, and I don't know that I was necessarily thinking about doing this from the very beginning, from when I first moved here, but I'm finally going to buy a share in a cow, of a dairy cow, and get some freaking raw milk. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's great. My first question,
that
though,
is the extent of the excitement of my life these days. I'm going to get some freaking raw milk, and I'm going to drink it.
Some fine
and
stunning,
I'm going to be happy.
Fine stunning raw milk. Excellent. Now, the first question, of course, I do have is, if you're buying a share of this cow, now, which part of the cow do you actually own? Is it like a leg? Is it like, you know, one of the udders? I mean, like, what's the deal?
Yeah, here? I don't care as long as I get the milk. I've tried it, and I finally try it.
Yeah, and
a few months ago, and I think you might have been the one to say that it was an acquired taste, and from the very just trying it, I was like, wait, this is delicious.
You taste the difference, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, even now when I do get milk, I don't drink skim milk or low fat milk or anything anymore. I get whole milk. So not unpasteurized, but like not homogenized. So it's like typically we'll have the cream at the top, and but yeah. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm gonna have some cookies when I get that milk.
Very nice.
Yep. Yeah, so there we go. That's my raw milk thing.
Well, I'm very excited for you. I had to give up my raw dairy deliveries. I was telling you that earlier, unfortunately, because, you know, kind of poor at the moment, so had to make some cuts. You know, hopefully I'll get back to that again. And I'm sure once I get out of here and to someplace else, you know, the couple of different places.
It'll be cheaper.
Exactly. You know, that is the problem, because I would have been quite happy, even though my kids won't drink it, I would have been quite happy purchasing raw milk for myself to drink. But around here, I think it was like, I think a half gallon's like $6 or something. And I'm just like, I can't justify that. You know, I just cannot justify paying that, you know, because it'll only last for like 5 or 6 days before it starts to get, you know, a little skunky. And if I haven't powered through all of it by then, it's obviously a waste. And, you know, I'm either drinking it way too quickly, or it ends up going to waste because other things happen and I don't end up drinking it. So it just like wasn't worth it to me, you know, at a cheaper price, obviously, or hopefully when I finally get out of here and finally get onto my own farmland and I can have some cows, I'll get my own darn milk.
Cows. Yum. All of the goodness they provide.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, it's funny. I mean, and I like me some beef too, but I think if I end up in that situation, my cows will just end up being for milk for the most part, because I still want to do my bison. You know.
Oh yeah,
that'll be my other meat source. So. You know.
Yeah, part of the problem I would have with that is I mean I love animals and they're delicious, but yeah, I love animals.
I think I would get
attached. I would have a hard time with it. But obviously, if I, you know, needed the meat, I was hungry, I wouldn't have a hard time with it, I don't think. But
that may be the rationalization I have to use for a little bit. But you know, I don't know. I love animals too, and I've always been like, you know, I've worked with animals for how long now? I mean, gosh. You know, over 15 years at this point between all the other different jobs I was doing before my, you know, actually even longer than that.
Well, you've never considered eating a dog.
No. you know, I mean, I've thought about the prospect. Well, actually, as you say, consider, I guess I have, because I've thought about like when the people have talked about like, you know, in other countries where it's just like normal. It's like, you know, if you put yourself in that situation, it's like, oh, well, you know, if you were brought up like that. Yeah. Is it really that wrong necessarily, or just, you know, it bothers me because the culture I was brought up in, and you know, and what
you're
and
ethnocentric.
How Yeah, exactly. So you know, I can't really get mad at other people for doing it, as long as they're not eating my dog. You know, I'm cool. Yeah. As long as they're not trying to eat murder dog, I'm fine.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a hard time with it, but you know, it's like if somebody shoved it in front of me and I was starving, I would totally eat it.
Yeah, I would too. And I, you know what, I like.
Oh, and by the way, meow.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to finish this when we get back.
Worms.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Making the world a better place with Great Liberty Media is not easy, but it is effective. Making the world a better place with Great Liberty Media doesn't even pay very much at all. Sometimes we even have to pay out of our own pockets. But we do it because we have to. For you. And for the children. Here at the Freedom Fiends, we've been producing amazing and effective Liberty Media every day since 2011. Radio shows, podcasts, movies, music, cryptocurrencies, and yes, even memes. The Freedom Fiends also run the world's only Liberty Media Teaching Hospital and the world's only voluntarist media university. Our hands-on classes educate and shape hundreds of the great Liberty speakers of today and tomorrow, and they, in turn, will teach and inspire others. Heck, even the ones who got fired or quit in a huff still hold useful skills and equipment to hone their own Liberty Media and teach others. Freedom Fiends Media and our students' media is a rising groundswell to help create happy Liberty lives around the world and maybe even on to Alpha Centauri. Kitty cats and puppies like living in Liberty homes more than in statist homes. So please donate to the Freedom Fiends, if only for the kitties. Hashtag please donate Freedom Fiends, think of the kitties.
I just want to make it real clear. I would have a super hard time eating a dog.
Yeah, we're not. Diana was not advocating the eating of puppers and doggos or anything like that. If it sounded like she was all worried that it sounded. I don't think it sounded that way. I got what you were saying.
I was like, please, yeah, like yeah. I mean, we're talking like a starving type situation, and I mean, you just, it's hard to say what you would do in a situation like that. I mean, look at the Donner Party, et cetera, and other situations where people were like, hey, you know, I want to survive.
Yeah.
And,
the movie Alive was based on, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. And like, interestingly, though, there was a couple of people that never did have. Like, they never did have human flesh in the Donner Party, and they survived. So, not very, like, most of them did, but there were a couple that ended up not having any at all.
Were they also coincidentally the fattest of the bunch? That's why they survived the longest without eating it?
No idea. It was just like, I'd watched some, the series. There was a series about them.
Of
all places, the Weather Channel when I had cable. So
nice.
Yeah.
I honestly have never, like, I know the basic story of it, but I've never actually looked into that story myself. So I really don't know too much.
Yeah, I watched it a couple of times. It was actually really interesting. There have been some series on the Weather Channel that I thought were pretty cool. And that was one of them.
I haven't had access to the Weather Channel in like, I guess, 3+ years since whenever I got rid of my cable. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yep.
But I remember they started doing that.
I cut the cable a few months ago, so I'm really happy I did that.
Yes. That's highly encourage most people to do that.
Mm-hmm. But what we were saying was that during the break, we were talking about cephalopods like octopi and squid and how some people are saying you shouldn't eat them because they're like highly intelligent.
Well, yeah, because that's the argument that like I said, there's other other cultures that eat dogs and stuff like that, and it's or even cats or whatever. It's quite normal for them, mm-hmm. Which is weird for us because that's how we were mm-hmm. raised, essentially. But most people who would make the same argument for dogs and cats or any other cute animal, there's the great bit from Dennis Leary about animals and how he only want to see the cute fluffy ones. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, get on the bus, we don't care, basically.
I had a pet rabbit and I would still eat rabbit,
but there's lines everybody draws,
yeah.
But most people who would make the arguments for dogs and cats and stuff like that say you can't eat those usually say dolphins, because dolphins are supposed to be very intelligent and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and most people are like, oh, you can't eat dolphins, but yeah, that I said that to you. I heard that argument a couple of times recently that people are making, that because they're so intelligent, squid and octopus and stuff, you shouldn't be eating. And I was like, it's interesting to think about, unfortunately, mm-hmm. I've had both and I find them both delicious. I love, calamari is one of my probably one of my most favorite things to eat ever, whether it's fried or my grandmother used to make it a couple of different ways, but whatever it is, it's just delicious. But I've had octopus too. I find it equally delicious, unfortunately.
Yeah, I haven't had that. I can't get past the whole suction cup thing.
Whatever. Because like I said, I've never even considered having dolphin, and I think it was just instinctually for that reason. I had that argument in my own head mm-hmm. that without even considering it, it's just like, oh yeah, of course not. I probably should, if I want to be a consistent individual, I guess I probably should rethink this now, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess for consistency's sake.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Because like I said, it's unfortunate. There are, it's the thing, man. There are certain things in this world, they're just tasty. I can't help it.
Right.
That's why I can never go vegan, I like eating, I've eaten vegan food and stuff like that. And I've eaten a basically vegetarian diet, a mostly vegetarian diet for good portions of my life when I was doing different paleo stuff and stuff like that and whatever. But, I like meat too much. I'm sorry. What can I say?
Yeah. Me too.
So.
And I do, and I think that based on my, based on my DNA profile, all the different reports and everything about my health and wellness and that type of thing, I'm supposed to eat meat.
Yeah. I think most people are.
And I'm also, I'm definitely not lactose intolerant. Well, I mean, I knew that, but my DNA profile confirms it.
Worms.